Objects versus agents, the programmer's approach to agent-based models. Agent-based programming. The starting point for simulation is a model, and we have seen how we in agent-based modeling can model each individual as an agent. So we have prey agents and predator agents in our predator-prey example. The objective in the end is to simulate the model, so we need an implementation of each agent. In this talk, we shall discuss how we can map agents as objects and use an object-oriented framework. Autonomous agents give very autonomous objects. Modeling always starts with a real-world problem from the application domain. And the first stage is a descriptive model. In our case, we're discussing an agent-based model, and it aims to describe the problem from the real world. Object-oriented models that we discuss in software engineering are different. They do not come after the problem trying to describe it. Instead, they come before the software which it models, trying to prescribe it. So the agent-based model describes, the object-oriented model dictates what the software is going to be. The agent-based model and the object-oriented model should be very analogous. So the translation from agent-based model to object-oriented model is supposed to be very simple. Many of the choices you need to make when you make the agent-based models are similar to what you would do in a large-scale software engineering problem, trying to understand and model the domain problem that you're trying to solve and translate it into something which can become software code to solve the problem. At the end of the day, the software is your simulator here. So we are not talking really about software in general, we are talking about simulator software. The simulator software is really also a model. It is a model of the domain name problem. The simulator is only special in that it can run and it can simulate changes in the model over time. And it's also a descriptive model. In the agent-based model, we obviously have agents. In the case of predator-prey, they come in two types, predator and prey, here exemplified by the fox and the rabbit. This is a clear case of inheritance in the object-oriented sense. The agents will have many common properties. They will have a location in the environment. They may starve. They may die, possibly, and at least the fox and the rabbit do, they may move, and so on. These are different actions which the agents can use, or different properties that they have. Additionally, some of the behavior is particular to predator or particular to prey. The rabbit will typically try to flee. The fox will typically try to hunt. They may also have different perceptive abilities. I mean, one may have a better sense of smell, the other a better sense of hearing, or similar. So some properties can be defined generally, some must be defined specifically. It's a good case to use all the features of object-oriented. In addition to the agents, we have the environment, and we need to define how the agents and the environment interact. So the environment also has to be an object in an object-oriented framework, and the agent will have to be able to ask the environment what it can perceive. If it tries to do an action, it needs to tell the environment, and it is the environment which is the arbiter whether an action is possible or not. In many cases, you want to model all interaction between agents via the environment, simply because it gives you one point of communication. You ensure that all information pass through the environment, which can decide whether an action is possible or not. Even if you allow direct communication, the environment has to keep track of where all the agents are. It has to be able to detect when two agents collide, and so on. So the environment becomes a very important part of the model, even more so in the software model than it is in the domain model. When you have thought about the agents and thought about the environment, you need to turn to time. How are you going to use time in the simulation? Time is usually discrete, so that you have discrete time intervals where the agents are allowed to act. But they may be allowed to act simultaneously, or they may be taking turns. Taking turns means that you won't get conflicting actions. Each acting agent will be able to observe previous actions, the environment has changed, and the action can be fit into the changed environment. If the agents act simultaneously, they are not able to observe the other actions before deciding on what to do. So you can get conflicting actions, and you must program the environment to handle that appropriately. So that makes simultaneous actions a little bit harder to implement, but possibly better from a modeling perspective. It's a choice you need to make. To summarize, agents map very well into an object-oriented model, but there are some choices which have to be made as part of software development. In addition to modeling all the agents, you need to model the environment, and you need to manage agent-environment interaction. And that's an important aspect of creating the software simulator. At last, you will need to clarify time. Do you want simultaneous or sequential actions from your agents? All these choices have to be thought of, and you should do a lot of the thinking before you start programming to make sure that you don't start off on a track which you can't complete. Thank you.